95. The Ivy League.
I'm going to America in the summer and need some info.
Well, being an American myself, I'd be happy to help.
What can you tell me about Ivy League? I know it's about football, but doesn't it include other sports too?
Yes, not only football. Today, it's known for its level of success of athletic scholarships while keeping high academic standards. The Ivy League crowns champions in more than 35 sports for men and women.
I see. So, for example, lacrosse, ice hockey, fencing, soccer, rowing, squash, and many others.
That's right. The name Ivy League came from a journalist, Caswell Adams of the New York Tribune, in 1937. It consists of 8 top American universities: Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Pennsylvania, Princeton, and Yale.
It's located on the campus of Princeton University and is still known officially as the Council of Ivy Group Presidents, right?
Yes, and it continues to grow because of the great executive director, Jeffrey H. Orleans, who took the post in 1984.
What about before that? How did it become so famous throughout the world?
In February 1954, what is more commonly accepted as the founding date for the Ivy League, the Ivy Group agreement was changed and extended into all sports and to help intra-group competition.
Okay, so the basic intent of the original Ivy agreement was to improve and help college athletics, but not interfering with the real purpose of universities, which of course is education.
You've got it. To be honest, it comes from the American obsession with competition in both sports and learning.
Ivy League members must be exceptional people. They have a rare spirit of competition and excellence. Ivy League teams have won many competitions over the years.
And the spectators love them too. Watching an Ivy League game is wonderful, whether it's fencing, cross-country running, American football, basketball, or lacrosse. They even have a golf team at Yale University.
What's the shield on your shirt? It looks familiar.
Just one of the many Ivy League shields. I went to Columbia University, so I'm a real Ivy Leaguer. Thank you.